This is the Truth Hurts program. Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z, coming to you this morning from the front seat of the old F-250 as we make our once or twice a month trip to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to the state capital of Louisiana, where all of the crime and corruption centers, where all of the kickbacks and the quid pro quos and all of the backroom deals and shady business dealings have occurred since this state got its statehood way, way back two centuries ago. I'm your host, Steve Z. We do this little excursion called the Truth Hurts program. We try to do at least one to two programs per day to keep you informed, enlightened, educated on all things going on in our country, whether they be good things, bad things, or just interesting things. I have been drawn to the local news out of New Orleans and Baton Rouge in the last few days. A college student, I believe she was a sophomore, I won't mention her name out of respect for her family, went to a bar, which is what college students tend to do from time to time. She went out allegedly with a bunch of her girlfriends for a night of drinking and frolicking and having a good time. Apparently, all of her friends hooked up with random guys and left this tall, thin, obviously beautiful white girl, blonde hair, blue eyes, great figure, left her at the bar alone, and she continued to drink, which is what college kids tend to do when they go to the bars. After all, that's what bars are for, drinking and socializing, right? Well, apparently this young lady had no control, being a sophomore in college. What does that make you, 19, 20 years old, maybe? She had no self-control, and she drank herself to four times the legal limit of alcohol, according to her autopsy. Sorry for the spoiler. She's dead. This young girl went to a bar underage, because the legal drinking age in Louisiana is 21. And reports are that she and several of the male patrons of that bar were being served alcohol underage. Now, I will stop for just a moment to say the following. If you are old enough at age 17 and a half, with your parents' consent, to join the army, to be sent overseas to fight and die for your country, then you should also be old enough to carry a gun on the outside in the real world. And you should be old enough to drink. Otherwise, if 21 is the legal age for drinking, for lottery tickets, for purchasing cigarettes or marijuana, then you should not have to go into the military or not be able to go into the military until you're 21 years old. But you see, in America, my friends, there's always the double standard. 18 is old enough to make mature life choices, to join the military and kill people for a living. But 18 is not old enough to grab a Bud Light at the corner store. See the double standard? Okay, back to this young lady. An LSU, Louisiana State University college student, went out for a night of drinking with her friends. Her friends pretty much abandoned her at the bar, went off with their own hookups. And then, according to surveillance videos taken outside of the bar, shooting across from the exit of the bar to the parking lot, you see clearly four young men, one 17-year-old, We have not learned of his ethnicity yet. Two African Americans over the age of 18, and one white kid who, by his picture alone, shows you that he really wish he'd be done being born black. He's got that look. He's doing his best to culturally appropriate the black culture by his dress, by his facial accoutrement. For all intents and purposes, he want to be black. You then see this young college girl running after the four guys, as if trying to catch up to them. One of them probably said, "Hey girl, you want to have a good time? Let's blow this crappy ass ball. We go back to my crib. We can play around, drink some more. Maybe we can hook up. I'll give you some of this right here. You know, something, something." This girl wasn't dragged out of the bar, kicking and screaming. She wasn't grabbed up, wrapped up in a hug, and pulled out of the bar. These four guys don't even appear to be paying that much attention to her. They're cutting up and walking back towards their car. The girl willingly gets into the car, and whether through her own consent or through rape, she has sex with two of the boys in the car, which is not uncommon at that age to have sex in a car. I would venture to say many of you out there listening to the Truth Hurts program lost your virginity in a car, or at least the girl you were with likely did. I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm simply saying the video footage that has been released on this incident so far out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, shows that this girl willingly left the bar, pursued four young males, got into the car with them, and at some point either had sex with two of them while the other two simply looked on, or she was raped. The prosecutors against these four young men claim it was rape. It had to be rape because a person four times the legal limit of alcohol in their bloodstream cannot give consent. This girl wasn't staggering out of the bar in the photographs that we saw. She was willingly running behind them. She looked very stable in her run. Her gait was not interrupted. It was not zigzagged or staggered. She got into the vehicle with these. And listen, I'm not trying to defend the guys. If these guys did indeed rape this girl, then let them be punished to the extent of the law for such a crime. Now, this goes on each and every day, every night, in every single college town in America. Don't think your college is any better. Don't think the college or university in your town doesn't have this kind of activity that goes on constantly and continuously. And the next part of the story, because you know the girl is dead, and I'm leading up to it in this manner because I want to get you to that point in your brain, in your conscious mind, so as to understand where I'm going with this story. The girl, after being either raped by two boys and probably pretty heavy sexual encounter, because according to her autopsy, she was bleeding from the vagina. Now, that could be a monthly thing, or it could be forceful rape. I wasn't there, and I wasn't there for the autopsy. I wasn't there for the medical examiner to look at this young girl and say, yes, she was virtually destroyed by these two boys, with two more likely waiting. At some point, she got out of the car and staggered down a street, drunk four times the legal limit. thin young girl. Probably doesn't take too many drinks to get her to the point of being four times the legal limit. But that's not for me to decide. She got out of her car and wandered down a dark street, into a dark street, and a rideshare driver hit her accidentally, and she died in the street after being struck by a car. The rideshare driver has not been charged. He didn't see her. She darted out into the street. He was driving along. He hit her. She died. Now, the reason I waited till this point in the story to tell you about the rideshare driver is because I wanted you and your mind and your thought process to begin thinking, wow, she got into a car with four guys and they brutally sexually assaulted her and raped her and killed her. Because that is exactly what the prosecutors in this case, the state-appointed prosecutors, want you to believe. The story is later revealed that she died from a collision with a vehicle. Nowhere near where these four boys had her in a car and two boys had sexual relations with her. Again, whether she willingly pursued these guys and willingly and deliberately and intentionally left the bar and got into the car with these guys, they don't walk around with blood alcohol testing kits to determine whether she was 0.08, 0.12, 0.25, 0.31, 0.42. If she appeared at the time she left the bar, chasing them down the street, "Hey guys, my girlfriend's left me. Do you mind giving me a ride?" And then they raped her, that's one thing. But if she got in the car thinking, "Huh, all of my hot girlfriends got into cars with guys and they're going to go have a wild night of drinking and sex. After all, we're college students. I'm going to get lucky and I'm going to prove those girls that I can have four guys." And she consented to that sexual encounter with at least two of them until she decided she had enough, or they decided they'd had enough. Maybe the other two guys didn't want to be part of it. Maybe they didn't want sloppy thirds or sloppy fourths. Ew. She got out of the car. She left. There's no signs or indications from any of the separate statements of the four Ute. And yes, I did say Ute, Jason. There's no indication that the four young men threw her out of the car. She got out of the car and she was walking away, likely feeling either disgusted because she had been raped or completely fulfilled because she had just been fulfilled. And her evening hopes of getting laid, of getting lucky, of hooking up, were fulfilled. We don't know. The four boys are telling their side of the story, and this young LSU college student cannot tell her story. Not because the four boys killed her. That's what the prosecutor will want you to think. Well, she can't tell her story. No, she can't. But it's not because the four boys or any one of the four boys killed her. They did not. It's because she wandered out into traffic and was struck and killed by a moving vehicle driven by someone totally unrelated to the bar, the boys, the girl, the nightlife. This young girl, whose name shall remain nameless, you can look it up on Google if you'd like, is a girl like many, many, many other girls who leave home at the ripe young age of 18 to go become women in college. I'm not saying they get what they deserve. I'm not saying they're asking for it. They're out there putting themselves out there asking for it. Some of them are. Some of them admittedly are. Some of them know what they want. Or at least they claim to know what they want. And then when it doesn't go the way their Cinderella fantasy ends up, they then cry foul. I am not condoning what these four boys did. Please understand this. If these four boys took advantage of a drunk girl and raped her, then they should be punished accordingly. There should be consequences. But if the prosecuting attorneys are trying to play on the heartstrings of a jury by saying this girl died because four boys took her against her will and two of them at least raped her and now she's dead, then shame on those prosecutors, because this girl did not die from being sexually assaulted by two teenage boys. This girl did not die because she was raped. This girl died because she made a conscious decision to get so very drunk that her own mind would not tell her, don't play in traffic. I'm not blaming this on the girl, guys. I'm blaming this on the system. I'm blaming this on a system that would allow this girl to be able to get this drunk. Alcohol is the worst drug that is sold without a prescription in our nation. I will repeat that. Alcohol is the number one most damaging non-prescription drug that you can get your hands on in America. Period. Directly or indirectly, alcohol has played a role in many of my own family members' untimely and early deaths. Know this to be fact. I know of which I speak. This young girl was able to walk into a bar where some bartender, likely also hoping to score with some college kid, served her enough alcohol, and that is the general consensus here. We don't know. She might have had a bottle in her purse. But if you got a bottle in your purse, why go to a bar? Just drink at home. Drink alone. Drink with your friends at the dorm. She went out deliberately to get drunk that evening.
How wasted am I, guys?
She pursued four young men out of a bar. She ran out of that bar, chased these guys down. Whether she was asking for a ride or a hookup, we'll never know. She might have been asking, hey guys, where are you going to drink now? I'm gonna come with you. Let's go dancing. Whee! We'll never know. She is indeed dead. She has assumed room temperature. She has gone into the deep sleep. But not because the four boys in any way killed her. A combination of two things killed this young college girl. Number one, alcohol in excess. Four times the legal limit. Did the bartender not see warning signs?
But Steve Z, perhaps the bartender did not get to see the girl. Maybe the guys or somebody else or her friends was buying her the drinks. Because if she was underage and she had to show her ID at the bar, if the bartender was doing their job, even if she get past the door, you have to show your ID to the bartender. He or she is the person who has the responsibility for the service of the alcohol to the minors. Perhaps the bartender never one time making eye contact with the girl. Somebody else could have been buying her drinks.
Good. Somebody else could have been buying her drinks. That is true. It happens. She was so shatty-faced, 4 times the legal limit, and she made a conscious decision to leave the bar, not to catch an Uber, not to catch a Lyft, not to call one of her friends, not even to call her mom and dad, which I know her mother and father told her when she left for college, please, baby girl, use common sense. And if you ever need a ride, if you're ever abandoned somewhere, if you're ever lost, if you're ever stuck somewhere, don't get into a car with strangers. Call us. We're only 1 hour away, 2 hours away, 4 hours away. Call 911 and ask a police officer to take you home. Ask for a female police officer to respond to the scene and take you home. They can send us a bill. We will gladly pay that. Call a cab. We know the parents are grieving. I know firsthand what it's like to lose a child at a young age. The parents, of course, are upset. They're angry. They are likely looking to blame anyone but their daughter for their daughter's actions that led to her death by wandering out into a street at 3 in the morning, drunk, and getting killed by a car. Not by 4 boys playing hide the sausage. Now, I've been told another scenario from a young lady, a good female friend of mine, who said perhaps she was so very traumatized by being brutally raped by these college boys, she screamed out, "No, no, please stop," and finally found a way out of that car, and then in a panicked state, in a state of shock, ran out and got struck by a car. But you see, the rideshare driver's account of things didn't say that. The rideshare driver's account of things was she just popped out in the middle of a dark street and I hit her. I didn't have time to stop. We may never know the full, true, entire story of how this young LSU student found her way to death after a night of drinking, of sex, of teen angst. And had she not died from the impact of a vehicle, it would have just been another night that she would have woken up the next morning, looked down at her outfit, her attire, and said, "Oh my God, what did we do last night?" And upon realizing that she had indeed had unprotected sex, she probably would have run down to a local store, if she's not on the pill, and gotten this morning after instant control alt delete control Z abortion pill, just to make sure no babies came out of this night of wild abandon, wild drinking and sex. It happens on every single campus, every dorm, every college bar, the backseat of countless cars, every day, every night in our country. People look back fondly on their college years and say, "What a great time we had back then." I would venture to say that later in life, many women who attended college and became the victims of these late night drinking binges where they just hooked up with any random guy can probably count the number of sexual encounters they had using a scientific calculator. X to the nth power. Is the college life worth you, young ladies, destroying your reputations in the hopes of finding that Cinderella story prince, the rich guy who's going to medical school and is going to give you that life that your mom and dad told you, go to college, meet a great young man, and live a wonderful storybook life. While you look down your noses at the girls who couldn't afford to go to college. You know, the waitress at the Waffle House, the cashier at the local Wally World. The girl that you look at and say, wow, she's only been with like two guys in her entire life. What a loser. I'm not saying girls shouldn't go to college. I'm not saying guys should not go to college. All I'm saying is, with the hazing incidents each year that end up with a death of some college student who didn't know any better, with the rape, with the drug use, with the drinking, there's got to be a way to educate our young people. After all, isn't that what college is supposed to be? An education? You can say whatever you want. Everyone's going to have their own opinion. This young lady's mom and dad are probably lashing out right now, trying to find a way to sue the rideshare driver. You should have paid more attention to drunk young girls darting out into traffic. They're likely trying to blame these four young college boys who were sowing their wild oats, right? They're probably trying to blame the university or the bar that served their daughter enough alcohol to make her four times the legal limit in her bloodstream. They're probably going to try and sue the Louisiana government, the Alcoholic Beverage and Control Board. They're probably going to sue whatever alcoholic beverage she had in her body. After all, if you can sue a gun manufacturer, the maker of a bullet, because your kid gets killed in a shooting, why not sue the liquor maker? Why not sue the guy who drove the cases of liquor to that bar, the delivery company? Why not sue the bar, the bartender, the bouncer? Hell, why not sue the sheriff's department or the police department? Because they should have had someone in there making sure none of this was going on. These parents probably attended LSU themselves 25 years ago, 30 years ago. They probably, up until this point in time, regaled their young daughter in all of the stories of how wonderful their college experience was. Now, they'll probably try and sue that same university for allowing this kind of stuff to occur. The parents of these four Ute, remember, supposedly, at least three of them were LSU students, according to early reports. We have not gotten the demographics, all the details back on these four young men. The underage one was not an LSU student. He might have just been the local thug teenage guy who hangs out with older dudes. We don't know. I wonder what their parents are thinking of their fine, upstanding young men this morning. Two accused of rape, two accused as of accessory to rape for standing by and allowing a rape to occur. If a rape did indeed occur at all, we don't know. They're only charging the guys with rape based on the fact that the girl's blood alcohol level was so high, and therefore she could not have given consent. We'll let the jury play this one out, and we'll let you think about it, because we have run out of time for this Tuesday, 31st day of January edition of the Truth Hurts program. Go out there and make it a great day. If your kids are still alive, be thankful. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Opinions expressed are protected free speech under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I apologize if you were offended, but I retract nothing. Background music by Jason Shaw and Audionautix. This program was pre-recorded.